This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies are clear in Jerusalem this evening, with mild temperatures creating a pleasant night. Tel Aviv is experiencing a calm night as well, while Haifa enjoys a cool breeze. A lovely night across Israel. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas commander and struck a weapons production site near an aid center in Gaza earlier this hour. The IDF accused Hamas of systematically violating the ceasefire. Also from Ynet, President Erdogan's former close ties with Israel have collapsed following an attack in Syria that intensified the crisis. This friendship once seemed promising, marking a departure from 30 years ago. Also this hour, three terrorists were eliminated in one day during IDF strikes in Khan Yunis, the city of Gaza, and the central Gaza Strip, according to Mariv. The IDF's operations have intensified in light of ongoing kite terrorism. Separately, Axios reports that Syria and Israel are taking steps to defuse tensions following an airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified, while Israel stands by its actions. And finally, I-24 News informs us that Syria's foreign minister says security talks with Israel have been frozen since the Iran war, yet expects them to resume soon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Leslie Kojomovitz posted just minutes ago that major media organizations are aware of the true situation in Gaza but choose not to report it, citing ratings concerns over stories involving UNRWA and Hamas. David M. Friedman, a former U.S. ambassador, pointed out earlier today that many Muslim clerics have made extreme statements, arguing that actions are more telling than words when it comes to genocide. Eisenberg shared that Amjad Abu Oda, a nurse and Hamas naval commander, was a target in recent IDF strikes. Hamas has now confirmed his involvement and his status as the 92nd documented terrorist with a medical cover. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's latest actions in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reported an hour ago that the IDF targeted a Hamas commander and a weapons site near an aid center. The IDF accused Hamas of trying to rebuild its military capabilities during the ceasefire. This development raises concerns over the fragile peace in the region. Turning to Turkey-Israel relations, as Ynet highlighted, the diplomatic crisis has deepened after a Syrian attack. Turkey and Israel once shared strong ties, but those have unraveled over recent years. The collapse of this alliance could affect regional security dynamics significantly. Meanwhile, Mariv reported that the IDF's operations in Gaza resulted in the killing of three terrorists. This comes as the IDF responds to ongoing kite terrorism. The operations signal a robust response strategy, hinting at further military actions if tensions continue. In a related development, Syria and Israel are engaging in dialogue to ease tensions after an airbase bombing, according to Axios. The incident has strained relations, but both sides are showing signs of wanting to lower hostilities. This effort is crucial for maintaining regional stability. Finally, from I-24 News, Syria's foreign minister has indicated that security talks with Israel have been on hold since the Iran war. However, there's an expectation for discussions to resume soon. The resumption could open pathways for renewed diplomatic engagement. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that Israeli police are urging tech companies to brace for potential election manipulation via bots and AI. As foreign interference concerns rise, companies are asked to detect coordinated networks and fake identities. Separately, Mariv Business shares that 10 electric car charging stations have been set up in the Galilee, specifically at the Daphna complex. This development supports the growing electric vehicle infrastructure in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores interesting retail strategies. They reveal why supermarkets place the vegetable department at the entrance. These marketing tactics aim to enhance customer experience and sales. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.